Party said Modi has demonstrated that he will not tolerate extremism.
There's a fringe element which is making some noises, and that fringe element is there in every community around the world, and I don't think we need to worry about that.
The vandalized church lies amid spacious farmhouses protected with surveillance cameras that police are now scouring for clues. India's Home Minister, meanwhile, has demanded a full report from police. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is back with me tomorrow. I'm David Green.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and with a look at the trade from Chicago at this hour, the CME Group futures in the corn pit are higher, up 8.25 cents in the March at 378, July at 393.25, 7.75 cents higher, December up 8 cents at $4.09, March at 981.5, up 22.25, July at 992.25, 20.5 higher, and November beans at 963, up 17.75, bean meal 850 higher, bean oil up 45 cents. Soft red winter wheat at 506.5 in the March contract. That's up 13.75 at this hour. The July futures there are up 12.75 at 514.5, and the March hard red at 569.25, up 15.25 for the day. Checking the live cattle futures from the CME Group trade in the February at 153.25.5, up 32.5 at this hour. April futures at 149.52.5, down 7.5 cents. March feeders at 198.92.5, down 177.5, and lean hogs at 66.45 are 12.5 cents higher. Let's turn our attention directly to the marketplace and the reasons the market is moving today with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana. A nice little bounce in the trade for the day. It started overnight and continues today.
Yeah, it looks like a nice Tuesday bounce here. A little bit surprised, not a lot of big fundamental news to cause this, except that, we pushed down quite a bit harder, and we are looking at, the crude oil having a little three-day bounce here and back above $50, sort of giving people a little bit of confidence.
Hey, can you tell me about that crude oil bounce? Because it has happened over the past 3 days. Some are thinking this is a bottom in the marketplace, but it appears there might be some fundamental things that are in place that are really pushing the market higher temporarily.
Well, I think, there's a couple things as we look at it. We are seeing the gas usage up a little bit because of the cheaper prices. We are seeing oil wells being cut back every week here in the U.S. I think we saw one of the largest cutbacks on a per-week basis over the last 5 years last week as far as the number of wells being shut down. And also, as we look at the deal with Greece, I think we see that there seeming to be more activity between Germany and them willing to compromise than the disaster that we thought it was going to be, that maybe sort of splitting up the European Union. So that, and also, I mean, I think that, the Europeans have stepped in and used a lot of energy here lately.
Is the strike by steelworkers having an impact?
Yeah, of course, on gasoline, that jumped gasoline about 30 cents as to where we were at just on the day of that, and it looks like they're going to continue to do a little more with this, so the refineries are going to get cut back, but a lot of times that would put a buildup of crude oil along the way, but it is helping sustain the price of gasoline here.
So what do we know about the strike in general? What kinds of things are being asked for? Have you read much about it?
Well, I think that they're wanting about twice the raise that they got in their last contract when it was negotiated, and they're calling for some cross, the steelworkers are calling for some other unions to help go out on strike and that to help them on this. So it does look like it's pretty well, it's sort of like the longshoreman strike that slowed down the ports. So it is something that's very big because we don't have a lot of extra refinery capacity here in the U.S.
And what do they have to do with the refineries? These are already built. Are they maintaining them?
It's the workers and maintaining and keeping things going, I believe. And basically, they can't run without this crew as such. They're also asking that they bring in some, there's been some non-union contracted labor work done in these places, and they're asking that that change and go back to all union labor. So there's a lot of stuff going on in that.
And how many of our refineries, or how, as a percentage, does this impact? I think I saw a number, what, two-thirds or thereabouts?
I was going to say it's over half. It is over half of them. So it is a big deal right now, especially when we finally got gas prices down to where we thought we were helping the U.S. economy. But it is one of the things that it's sort of amazing. If it gets too low, it sort of seems to upset the world economy rather than help everything. But for the American consumer out here at the pump every day, it's sure been a help the way this inflation has been.
And the relationship between crude oil and the price of commodities like corn, soybeans, what is that?
Well, I think that basically along the way, this sort of gives a little better feeling towards the ethanol producers. You know, we've heard a lot of talk that basically the mandates, the oxygenation that ethanol provides and everything like that is sort of going to keep it in the mix, even if it is higher than crude oil. But we were seeing a lot of people that did feel that this would sort of cut down on some of the production of the ethanol out here, and that if, with the prices down here, they would be buying RINs and doing a few things along the way instead of blending as much as they were. So it's probably good for the corn market that we do stay around the $50 level or around the $30 level.
Which of the commodities, corn or soybeans, is leading the market higher? Corn is up 7.5 and beans are up 20.5 at this hour.
Well, it looks like beans have. Of course, the U.S. attaché dropped the Brazilian bean number from, I think the USDA was at 95.5 last time, down to a 93. Still a record crop. And then if you want to look at the total picture, Argentina is probably going to be raised about the amount that that Brazil's being dropped, but that was one of the things that come into that, and it does seem more like a bean-led move this morning.
All right, and anything else that we need to discuss on the marketplace, or can we move to the cattle and the livestock? Because that is really an interesting one as well, especially if you've been watching it for a while, how the numbers have dropped like a rock, but we're really at lofty levels in the CME Group livestock for cattle.
We are. I mean, it is, you know, the Purdue Group says that the inventory numbers are increasing. We're increasing the cattle herd a little faster. I talked to a cattleman yesterday that would like to sort of argue with some of these numbers, saying that they're taking advantage to cull their old cows out while they're still bringing some tremendous money and putting a new heifer on. So our heifer replacement stock, the numbers seem to look huge. But they're saying that maybe that they're culling the herd a little bit on some of these older cows because they get some great prices because they make great hamburger.
Right.
So we're maybe not growing the herd quite as fast, but it does look like the inventory numbers are bigger.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you during the closing market report this afternoon at 2:06.
Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's turn our attention to the marketplace. It's a trading in Chicago. Again, futures are higher. March corn up 7.5 cents now at 377.25. December at 408.25, up 7.25. March beans at 981, up 21.5. July at 991.75, up 20.25. November beans 963.5, up 18.25. Bean meal up 810. Bean oil up 447 for the day. Soft red winter wheat 13 cents higher in the lead option. Live cattle futures are 40 cents higher at 153.60. Feeders are down a $1.47.5 at 199.22.5, and lean hogs at 66.55 or 22.5 cents higher. The outside market shows crude oil at $51.06 a barrel. That's up $1.48 at this hour. The RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, $1.56.2, a penny and 7 cents higher. And ethanol futures trading the March at 143.09. That's 3.5 cents higher. Natural gas now 0.2 cents higher, $2.68.2, and diesel fuel, a heating oil at $1.80.5. That's $1.80 and now 6 cents, up 4.8 cents for the afternoon, or rather for the morning. And the U.S. dollar is trading at 93.991. That's down 0.51 for the day. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Partly sunny skies, a high of 33 degrees out of on a south-southwest wind at 10 to 14 miles an hour. That'll gust all the way to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 27. South-southwest winds at 5 to 8 miles an hour. Currently outside, it's 27 degrees here on the Urbana-Champaign campus at the U of I. Snow is likely tomorrow. 60% chance, mostly mostly cloudy and a 29-degree high on a north-northwest wind at 3 to 8. And then tomorrow evening, a 30% chance of the white stuff before midnight. Mostly cloudy, gradually clearing out with a low of just 4 degrees on Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny and 15. Thursday night, clear and 2. Friday, sunny skies and 32 degrees. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 29 degrees. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. You are listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Don't forget that you can come out and see us tomorrow, if you'd like, at the Illinois Pork Expo. That's Wednesday afternoon. We'll be there from 1:30 to 3 o'clock in Peoria at the Civic Center, along with a panel of analysts to take up pork production and grain analysis. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson will be with us, along with John Perkins. We will have a very good day there. And then Thursday night, we'll be in Springfield. This one's free and open to all at the Northfield Inn and Suites. That's off Sangamon Avenue. And we'll have, along with us that evening, Kurt Kimmel, Matt Bennett, and from Strategic Farm Marketing, Bill Mayer. So if you'd like to come and see us, you can do it. One of those two events will be in Joliet at the Farmland Forum on Saturday as well. Chuck Shelby will be along, and Gary Schnitke on that one. That's at 11:15 at the Farmland Forum at the Joliet Junior College.